Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in the world. It's me, Jerry, Jammin' Jerry, however you know me. And so much going on in the news, and me with only 10 minutes. Makes me wonder if I should purchase the premium, just in cases like this where I may do a lot of rambling, but, you know, I need more than 10 minutes or something. I don't know. But at any rate, so everything going on in the news and me with no show at the moment, I need to figure out what night I want to do a show, and I just haven't decided yet. So, at any rate, let's see here. All of the lightning strikes, you know, people getting struck by lightning. People, please be careful. One of the articles that disturbed me the most would be yesterday's. Out of all the stuff in the news, this is the one that disturbed me the most. Let's just throw the other ones away real quickly. Confederate flag, the fact that all these stores and online places and whatnot are banning the flag all because of this shooting in South Carolina. While I think the shooting was atrocious, while I don't agree with it at all, all I'm going to say is I know nothing about the Confederate flag, but it is a part of our history, folks, and banning it is not going to make these crimes go away, okay? That's done. That's my opinion. If you don't like it, fuck off. Next in the news, gays being allowed to marry. Basically, all 50 states are now told you have to allow it. As far as I'm concerned, this should have happened a long time ago. Because quite frankly, we have a lot worse shit going on in the world, let alone, you know, our own country. And people are going to squabble over if gays can get married. Who gives a shit? Okay, I understand the whole religious aspect of it. I've got religious friends, Kelly, Darren, fuck, I don't know how many of you, Cindy, and not Canadian Cindy either, Virginia Cindy. But, you know, I understand the religious aspect of it, but Jesus goddamn Christ, if we are so up in arms just because two guys want to get married or two women want to get married, we're a bunch of idiots and yeah. All right, so that article is not even worth my time. I'm sorry, it's not. The fact that states and or the Supreme Government has to step in and,
we're not allowing marriage, we're not allowing,
you know, finally the Supreme Court gets involved and says, look, you know what, all 50 states, fuck you. You have to do this. I don't think churches should be forced to do it because you can get married in front of just about everybody. Or not everybody, anybody. There's a lot of ordained people who I'm sure will be more than happy to do it. You shouldn't have to force a church to do it. Okay, end of story. If you don't like my opinion, I'm sorry. The article that's got me the most pissed and stressed would be this lady that I get, I'm assuming Detroit, Michigan, from what I read in the article, because she said if Michigan had the death penalty, she'd gladly accept it. I mean, this woman, this is a perfect example of no remorse. She basically killed two of her kids, I believe ages, shit, what were they, 9 and 13, I think. And she didn't even go about it the nice way, okay? If you felt they were demons, why did you waste your time drawing out the punishments? I'm not even going to go into what was done because, I mean, it was pretty bad, very bad. She comes right out and says she meant to kill the one. Now, did she mean to kill the other? She says she didn't realize the injuries would kill him, but at the same time, she doesn't regret doing it. Now, her reasoning for doing so is supposedly these two children of hers sexually assaulted. I don't remember if it was another sibling or what it was. That's what I got from the article. So if I'm wrong, please forgive me. But that's what I got from the article. Matter of fact, I know that's what it was now that I think about it. instead of calling the cops and letting the law handle the situation, she was afraid she would lose her kids. In fact, she, according to the article, she did call the cops, but she did a hypothetical situation. Would a parent lose their children if this happened? She never called the cops to have this dealt with. Instead, she chose to take it upon herself to kill her two kids, and not only that, stuff them in a freezer. She has no remorse at all. She doesn't regret what she did. And while a lot of people would say, because of anger, draw out her punishment, make her death as slow as possible, no, I don't. I say, why waste our time with her? I understand, you know, an eye for an eye as far as, well, she did it so painful to these children. And yes, I feel awful for the children. It's not that at all. But why should we waste our time on her? Lethal injection. If the state of Michigan don't provide it, ship her to a state that does and just be done with it. Because she'll meet her maker. I'm not religious in the sense, you know, I mean, I believe in something. What I believe in, I don't know, so don't ask. But she'll meet her maker. I just say kill her and have done with it. Why should taxpayers waste their dollars? Because she's facing life in prison with no chance of parole. So why should taxpayers have to pay to make her comfortable? Which you know is what's going to happen. I say just kill her as quick as possible and have done with her. That's just my opinion. She's not even worth breathing our air. I know some people would say, well, maybe she's mentally unstable. No, she's already been judged perfectly fit to stand trial. No. I mean, in very few cases would I say just kill them and have done with it. But in this case where she is, you know, this unremorseful, she basically comes out, yep, I did it. You know what? I killed him. Here's why. I have no remorse. I have no regrets. She basically is saying she'd do it again if she had to. Someone as guilty as she is, just have done with her. Because we shouldn't waste our time on her, and we shouldn't waste our money on her either. That's just my opinion. Those are my opinions for the news, for what's in the news. Sorry, my other two opinions on the other two articles were rather short, but you know, you only got 10 minutes, so, but there's my opinions. Take care, everybody.